I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Horn player Charlie Gabriel's roots are in New Orleans traditional jazz, but he made a name for himself playing with Lionel Hampton and Aretha Franklin. Charlie learned how to play saxophone and clarinet from his father. He grew up in the Crescent City, playing in local bands at age 11. As a teen, his family moved to Detroit, where he lived for almost 60 years before returning home to New Orleans to play with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
When I went to France with Aretha Franklin back in 1969, and when I got off the bandstand, a guy walked up and he said to me, "You from New Orleans?" I said, "No, I'm not from New Orleans, man." I say, "I'm from Detroit." And I wasn't denying New Orleans, but I felt that I've been in Detroit since 48, and this 1969, I'm at Aretha Franklin Big Band. And he got very angry, and he shook his head at me, and he said, "You from New Orleans because it's in your music." I didn't know who I was until that man told me. My great-grandfather named Narcisse Gabriel, and he hailed from Singer Dominguez. They moved into New Orleans around 1856.
He is a musician. Yes,
right, and he was a bass player. They were playing, doing operas and things in the 1800s. And then my grandfather started playing trumpet with the National Jazz Band back in 1902. My dad was a drummer, and my mother played saxophone, and I played saxophone and clarinet. Had all the ingredients down here to nurse this music. We had all the different nationalities because New Orleans was one of the largest seaports in the country, and all the slaves and everybody came to New Orleans. That's why they say it's the gumbo steak, it's jumbo, because everybody, all them different cultures, it's in New Orleans. Now it's a national treasure, they call it American jazz.
What is it that led your family and you to leave, you know, when you were, 14 and go to Detroit?
You know, my younger brothers and sister had decided to give my mother a better lifestyle and then take her to California for a better lifestyle.
A lot of New Orleans people went there.
Yeah, and they were looking for a better lifestyle and get out of the segregation and all of that, being segregated at that time. Well, by them being young, in the early 20s, decided to take the long route, you know, and go to Chicago and all that. They're young people, 23 and 24 years old. But when they got to Detroit, they broke down. So they had to go to work to fix the automobile and had my mother to come to Detroit. But my father told my mother, he said, "Y'all can go to Detroit, but you can't take Charles because he can stay here because I'm teaching him." I just get so angry with him. I told him, I said, "God darn, Daddy. They got good musicians all over the world. They had be bringing me back to New Orleans." He said, "Boy, you're wet behind the ear." But I realized what he meant by that. The musician in New Orleans, they are very, very special musicians. They play with so much feeling.
"Come with me to New Orleans. What a city you will see. All your dream will come true in New Orleans."
I always have said I want to go back home when I close my eyes. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to be on my own turf, you know, and I'm so thankful God had given me that blessing to be at home. And I love New Orleans. I never did leave New Orleans mentally.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.